Accepted us to him, spared us the poorest, and have brought us this hour. Let us also ask in the Lord our God, the Pantocrator, to guard us in all ways this holy day and all the days of our life.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy.
O God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank you for everything, concerning everything and everything. We have covered us, helped us, guided us, accepted us to you. Spirit has supported us and have brought us this hour.
Pray that God have mercy and compassion on us. Hear us, help us, and accept supplication and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times. And give rest to the soul of our beloved Tanta Ida and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
صلاحك يا محب البشر منحنا ربنا كمن هذا المقدس كل يوم حياتنا بكل سلام معقوفك كل حسد كل تكذيب كل فعل الشيطان مؤامرة الناس والشرور قيام الأعداء الخفيين والظاهرين انزحى عنا وعن سائر شعبك والنفس عضيتك مدام عيدة موضعك المقدس هذا مصالحات ونفعات فرزقنا ربي لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان ندوس حياة العقارب وعلى كل قوات العدو
يا ليس ظنك معي قنوتي عرشي بي انجلك من شنهيت بيتني افرز بي فبتريك
أيوك
His holy name, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your disease, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy.
Amen.
Sons of man, the dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any that go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and evermore.
Alleluia.
My soul languishes for your salvation, I hope in your word. I hold my life in my hand continually, but I do not forget your law. Let me live that I may praise you, and let your ordinances help me.
Alleluia.
Servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, who was appointed to the gospel of God, A reading from his epistle to the Corinthians. May his holy blessings be with us all. Amen.
Amen.
All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of animals, another of fish, another of birds. There is also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown in natural body, it is raised in spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterwards the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also arose, so are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor corruption inherits incorruption. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
Many proud righteous men have desired to see the thing which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the thing which you hear and have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes when you see, and your ear for they hear. May we be worthy to hear, to act according to the holy gospels. To the prayer heir of your saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our master have been in us for remembrance, supplications, and prayers which offer up unto you, O Lord. Lord, our God, those have already fallen asleep, repose on them who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
The psalm of David the prophet and the king, may his blessings be with us all, amen. Return, O my soul, to your rest. For the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. O Lord, I beseech you, save my life. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous and
Το καταξίον συνέμας εις ακρόν Θεόν στο Άγιο Ευαγγελίο Κυριών και των Θεών ημιών
Yeah.
compassion upon us and make us worthy to hear the Holy Gospel. A reading according to Saint Matthew. May his blessings be with us. Amen. And when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, "Why this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor." But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always. For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. Bow down before the Holy Gospel."
Consecere. هذه النفس التي اجتمعنا بسببها رب نفس عبدتك عايدة نيحف ملكوت السماوات تحلها رب أبواب السماء واقبلها إليك عظيم رحمتك تحلها رب بالبر لكي تدخل وتتنعم هناك تحلها رب بالفردوس كما فتحته للسريمين Open unto her O Lord, the gate of the kingdom, may she be a partaker with you with all the saints. Open unto her, O Lord, the gates of rest, that she may sing with all the angels. ولتستحق أن تنظر النعيم ولتدخلها ملائكة النور إلى الحياة ولتتكئ في حضن أبائنا إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب. Forgive her her sins, which she had aforetime committed, before knowing, both knowing and unknowingly. For you, O Lord, know the feebleness and the weakness of humanity. And in your mercy, give consolation to all whom she has left behind and to her household. ألهمهم صبرنا وادهم أجرا صالحا سمائيا شفاعة سيدتنا القديسة مريم جميع صفوف السمائيين فلتكن رحمتك ومعونتك مع شعبك أعطهم برودة ثبتنا في إيمانك الأرثوذكسي كن ناصرا لنا نحن المؤمنين نسجد لك أيها المسيح مع أبيك الصالح والروح القدس لأنك صلبت وخلصت.
Et ve faintenti ona che moshe vole koe moshe tes maron o beshoi si soje a paskak soti del mon.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Creator, the Creator of the earth,
all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light and light, true God, begotten, not created, of what essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascend to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, the with the Father and the Son, who worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic apostolic church. We confess one
baptism for
since the beginning. Our holy fathers, the archbishops, our father, the bishops, our father, the hegumens, our father, the priests, our brethren, deacons, our father, the monks, our father, the laymen, and your beloved Madame Aidan, for the full repose of all Christians of Christ our God, we repose all their souls in the paradise of joy, and we too, good mercy unto us, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, amen.
Fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
Sustain them in great passion, we sustain both the paradise of joy, the place of the rich grief, so regrunic, have fled away right of your saints. Raise up their bodies also, they shall appoint according to promises which are without lie. Grant them the good things of your promises, that which I have not seen or eared, heard, neither have come upon the heart of man, the things which your God hath prepared for those who love your holy name. For there is no rest for your servant by departure, even if any negligence or heedlessness have taken them as men, saying they were close in flesh and with this word. O God, as a good one, lover of mankind, graciously appoint, Lord, to repose and forgive their servants, the Orthodox Christians who are in the whole world, from the east to the west, and from the north to the south, each one according to his name, and each one according to her name. For no one is pure without the measurement, though his life on earth be a single day. As for those, O Lord, whose souls we have taken, report them and may they be worthy of the kingdom of the heavens. As for us, O Lord, grant us our Christian perfection and appealing to you, and give them and us share inheritance with all your saints.
Lord, amen.
With Teta, why Peter was allowed out here and not me, so she made my dream come true, as always. On behalf of our family, we'd like to personally thank all those who attended yesterday and all those who are here today, as well as all those watching online. Special thanks to all those who have traveled from across Ontario, Quebec, and the USA just to attend with us today and support us. Also, a thank you to our five fathers, Abuna Shnuda, Abuna Marcos, Abuna Mikhail, Abuna George, and of course, Abuna Anthony. Thank you so much for all your visits, calls, messages, everything you do in your time. Today, we'd like to share and thank Teta Aida. Today, we'd like to share a few of Teta Aida's life lessons and thank her for them. The first was about timing. She had an impeccable gift for timing. She literally entered the hospital as soon as I had made my last tuition payment when I had gone back to school for grad studies. It wasn't just cool for timing because she had been my cheerleader for studying. She secretly paid for the whole 2 years without anybody knowing. I made my last check payment, and within a few hours, we found out that she was going to the hospital. It was our secret all this time, but it's out today. Thank you so much, Tita. Whether you were sick or not, your daily Agbeya and Bible readings were nourishment and life. I watched you do earthly tasks in between those prayers, and not the other way around, like we do. Even on your deathbed, your eyes would light up if we would stream the liturgy, and you heard Abuna Shnuda's voice, a voice you knew, trusted, and loved since his arrival in Ottawa. And despite often having someone with you, usually at the hospital, through the past 18 months, you chose not to sadden us further by departing literally just a few moments before we all got to the hospital on Monday. I keep replaying that morning on Monday, wishing I had just left work a little earlier. Or even just driven a little faster. I wish you had waited, but I know flowers are picked right when they are ready to bloom. Thank you for teaching us faithfulness in everything big and small, self-discipline, and consistency, even when it came to just sitting in the same spot at church and downstairs in the basement. You also taught us the lesson of unconditional love in all its forms. Thank you for playing taula and dominoes and teaching me all the tricks, even if it meant that you lost. Thank you for sneaking us Dunkaroos and fruit roll-ups when our parents weren't looking. Thank you for making us a separate dinner menu when our school friends came over, so we didn't have to explain why we were eating molokhia, or green food again, as vegans, while other times having three types of meat on our plate. Thank you so much for making us pasta and not having to explain to our school friends the connection between ol'es and waking up min ghir ros. The spaghetti went a long way with our reputation growing up here in Canada. Thank you for saving us your four rachet after Easter Mass each time. Thank you for encouraging Nutella sandwiches as a school lunch, because when we were kids, falafel, olive sandwiches, and hummus just weren't cool yet. But unconditional love wasn't just when it came to food. When we only had one church in Ottawa, I remember our Sunday car rides home. We always had to summarize our Sunday school lesson, but it would be followed by Teta naming each person who was absent that day. She knew everyone by name, and she'd insist that we'd either visit or call to check up on them why we weren't here, or why they weren't here that day. On the topic of unconditional love in our church, I'd like to thank a few others who helped along the way, either by prayer, by checking up on us personally, or by visiting her several times. Pope Teodros II, Bishop Youssef, and Bishop Iklimandos, thank you. Father Moses in Montreal and Father McCary in Texas, shukran. To all those who called, visited, sent food, and prayed for Tita Aida, we are truly blessed. To Dr. Charles Kazam, her treating physician for decades, who not only followed her up until her 18 months in the hospital, but who went over and above his professional duty and visited her by her bedside several times. And although not even her cardiologist, thank you so much, Dr. Mohib. I can't count how many visits or hundreds of calls, and your level of love and humbleness I can't put into words. Fabi and Sharon, I don't know what my mom would have done without you guys. And me too, just guiding us along the way, spending so much time with us at the hospital, and being by our side. Sammy, Mariam Girgis, Marina Shukralla, my official self-designated, much appreciated caffeine suppliers, and all the hugs and times you spent with me, thank you. Dimitri, Ali, and Jeremy, I know you were always there for Peter, and you called Teta, literally Teta, when you'd come over ever since kindergarten. Myrna, thank you for all the times that you were there, weird hours of the day at any time, always available to help. Thank you, Bessem and Monica, for teaching me what a catheter is, what they do with it, and where exactly your heart is located in your body. To all our managers at work, my mom and I and the family are very thankful for all your understanding and accommodations. Cheryl, my assistant at work, I can't say how many times she was so supportive throughout this difficult time and how many tears she had to withstand me at the office with. Tansagrua and Tanjiji, Teta's secret chocolate suppliers. We never knew why she always had candy with her, even though we were the ones who went grocery shopping, but we secretly found out that they were supplying her. So thank you for that. All those at work who had to carry burden of case files or just being there for me and checking in, thank you. Last but not least, Marie-Pierre, thank you for all the overnights with us at the Queensway, your thoughtfulness and your presence. And if I've forgotten anyone, don't worry, everyone. God doesn't forget, and that's much more important than what I say here. The final lesson that Teta taught me without probably even realizing is when to look up and down. She was always looking down physically at her worn-out agbeya and her Bible with pages sticking out of everywhere. But she was mentally looking up with her heart. I think we need to stop looking down constantly, both physically and mentally. On Monday, when I got to the hospital, I'd been there so many times, I know how to get from my car all the way to her room, which was a far walk, without even looking up. That's usually the time I use to check my phone, reply to messages, etc. I was in the room and I didn't even realize she had departed until I heard my mom asking the doctors why we hadn't been called, and I looked up and realized Teta was just lying in a different position. I was looking down the whole time, just at my phone, and that happened a lot. We pray daily saying, on earth as it is in heaven when we pray the daily prayer. But do we really mean it? I hope that, Tita, I can always remember to look down at what counts, if it's a Bible or Agbeya, but to always have our heart and eyes looking up like you did and like you taught us. Thank you so much for giving me a wonderful aunt, Tante Magda, beautiful uncle, Uncle Henny, and a very strong mother who I don't know how she's coping with all this, but she's been very strong since day one. So thank you, Mommy, and thank you for everyone to being here.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. أحبائي قراية الإنجيل في كل خدمة من خدمات الكنيسة مرتبط برسالة معينة. The reading of the gospel in every service in the church is tying up to a message that has a lot to do with the service. The gospel we just read today in this service is different than any service for men or deacons or priests. الكنيسة بتقرأ كل قراية إنجيل خاصة بالخدمة بتاعتها. فالنهاردة القراية بتاعت التجنيز النهاردة من معلمنا متى إصحاح 26 بيتكلم على المرأة ساكبة الطيب. Today the gospel was from Matthew 26 is about the woman pouring the spices and the fragrant oil on the feet of Christ. So it has a lot to do with the service we are conducting here. ليها رسالة خاصة في الخدمة بتاعت صلاة اليوم. المسيح يقول كده الحق أقول لكم حيثما يكرز بهذا الإنجيل في العالم يخبر أيضا بما فعلته هذه تذكرا له. Assuredly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in all the world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial for her. And this is a message that the gospel is concluding with, a memorial for her, تذكرا لها. Pouring the fragrant oil on the feet of Christ is not physically pouring the fragrant oil, but rather it is the service it offers in the name of Christ. سكب الطيب على رجلين المسيح مش بالضرورة هو سكب الطيب نفسه بقدر ما هو عمل خدمة وبذل في حياتي تجاه المسيح نفسه. So each one of us has a chance to pour this fragrant oil on the feet of Christ in any form or any shape, wherever you are and whatever you do. In family, in home, at work, in the street, at the church, at service, we are having the chance to do this. When we stand before an example like Madame Aida today, I would like to mention 3 points and we'll conclude with this. ثلاث نقط أكلم حضراتكم فيها. ما يقول الإنسان عن نفسه, ما يقول الناس عن هذا الإنسان, وما يقول الله عن هذا الإنسان. 3 points. What do I say about myself? What people say about me, what God says about me. If you think about it, you'll find that our whole life and our whole thoughts and our whole journey is just between these three. Some of us would pay so much attention on what I'm saying to others about myself. And another people would be very attentive to what the people say about them. And another people would be attentive to what God is saying about them. When we stand before an example like Madame Aida today, I'm standing before a very, very deep, strong example, but yet is very quiet and silent. كانت إنسانة هادية جدا ما تسمعش صوتها وكانت دايما يعني she has an example of a cheerful greeting person. One of the things that I would never forget about this particular lady, whenever I'm here at St. Mary's, and usually after the service, whether it's the Vespers or Liturgy or one of the nights of St. Mary's glorification, I usually stand on this corner here. Then I see her coming from the far distance, especially to greet me personally. Yani one, this is instantly. Yani whenever I'm here, she has to come and walking with her cane and come and greet me. She never failed doing this once. And whenever she's over at St. George, she does the same. And the way she greets, the way she meets people, the way she made the effort to come and greet, I always feel so embarrassed because I'm the one who's supposed to go and greet her and meet her. But It's out of her love, out of her devotion. It's all you can read in her face without a single word. فمثل مثل يعني هادئ جدا ولكن قوي وعميق جدا. We mentioned this in the gospel that we just read today. And whenever it's preached, this gospel, this will be told memorial for her. ما يقول أنا عن نفسي. Each one of us would like to think about himself or herself in a certain way. I would like to feel good about myself. I would like to feel respected, loved, honored by many people. And what others say about me is something different because usually it's not as I think of myself. Some people might lift me up, other people might put me down. And if I go according to myself or the people, I would be like up and down, up and down. But really, what really matters in all that is not what I'm thinking about myself, rather what people are saying about me. But the truth is what God, who I am in front of God. Whether I am an open, talkative person and everybody knows me and everybody talk about my achievements, or whether I am exalting myself and thinking about myself as a very special person. But really what matters at the end is what God and how God sees me as a person. ربنا شايفني إيه قدامه؟ شايفني ابن أو بنت له بينعكس صورته في حياتي in anywhere, in every shape, in everything in life. Whether I'm a servant, I'm a worker, I'm a family member, I'm a house keeper. يعني مش مهم أنا بعمل إيه. المهم أنا قدام ربنا إيه. يوم بقول كده ربنا ما يهموش أنا بعمل إيه أدم بعمله إزاي. How it's not about what I do as much as I how I do it. It's not what I do as much as how I do it. I can be doing lots of things and be successful in many things, but what I'm doing it, I'm not reflecting the glory of God in my life. And I can do very simple things and nobody paid attention to any of it, but in front of God, this is a great action. الله يحبي يدينا النعمة أن احنا نقف قدامه مساء مثلا كده بنقدم له طيب مسكوب على رجلين المسيح. A fragrant oil poured on the feet of Christ. In every situation in life, I will ask myself this question. In this particular situation, what I do? Do I pour the fragrant oil? Or actually, I take the fragrant oil away. في بعض الأحوال الواحد بدل ما بيسكب الطيب يروح ماسك الطيب كده واخده وحطه في جيبه ولا الموقف ده ما يستاهلش انا مش هعمل حاجه زي كده. In forgiveness, in long suffering, in patience, in endurance, in loving people, in praying for them and supporting them. We stand before a very, very true example of a person who lived her life acting as a lady who poured the fragrant oil on the feet of Christ. I'm sure that her family, as Nardine just shared with us, and I'm sure that there are lots and lots of memories that they can talk about Madame Aida. But the glimpse that we catch of her during the minutes or the hours that we meet her on a weekly basis and whatever in the church tells about a deeper heart, a person who devoted herself for prayers and scriptures reading and praying for everybody. Allah يريح نفسها ويديها راحة في فردوس النعيم ويدينا احنا كمان نحن نتعلم الأمثلة دي. May we look at these examples and learn from them. It's not about what I do, it's about how I do it. On behalf of Abuna Shenouda, Abuna Marcus, Abuna George, Abuna Antin, and myself, and all the servants, and the congregation of all the churches in Ottawa, we'd like to offer our condolences to the family. ربنا يديهم سلام ومعونة. وهم يسكنوا في صلواتهم وإحنا نسكنهم في صلواتنا. مجد دائم الأبد. آمين.
The burial will be in the Carp Highland Cemetery, and after that we will come back here to spend some time with the family. May the Lord repose her pure soul in the paradise of joy and give the spirit and give the family the comfort of the Holy Spirit and give you all the heavenly rewards you deserve for coming and sharing with the family this departure, this heavenly wedding into heavens today.
The refreshment will be downstairs after we come back from the from the Highland Cemetery. I hope that we can finish yani soon, because we are a little bit late. Yani, when I come back to the basement. محبة الله الأب ضابط الكل ونعمة ابن الوحيد ربنا ونعمة يسوع المسيح شركة موهبة عطية الروح القدس تكون مع جميع كتبهم فيكم. Go in peace, the peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen.